300 AD, the Roman and European cryptology entered into a dark age. Encryption declined in Europe during this time. But another civilization was rising in the East by 900 AD. The Arab culture became one of the most literate cultures in the world. The study of codes became more and more popular in the East during this time. The Arabs were the first to record the methods of repositioning the letters and swapping them with other words. They also used substitution, wherein they replaced the letters with numbers and symbols. The Arabs also first established a system of code breaking that employs mathematical, symbols, and frequency analysis. They decipher codes by analyzing the frequency of the appearance of the letters in the text. The letter with the most frequency is most likely the key. In 1466, an Italian architect named Leon Battista Alberti discovered the greatest cryptographic invention during this time. It is called the Alberti cipher disk. It is a system of rotating cipher disks with two strings of letters. By scrambling and mixing the letters randomly, this method was the first to challenge the Arab code-breaking method of frequency analysis. Previous systems just replaced A with D only one at a time. The cipher disk used a disk in which these letter combinations could be changed from time to time. So as a consequence, A would be replaced not only by one letter, but by many other letters. This was called polyalphabetic mini-alphabet substitution, and it was the basis for many modern cipher systems. A French diplomat improved this cipher system in 1586 by creating a grid of 26 cipher alphabets. Each system was coded one letter ahead from the last. In coding and decoding communications using visionary square, this could be calculated on a piece of paper so you don't have to carry around a disk. Unfortunately, Mary, Queen of Scots, was not aware of this new cryptographic development. In 1568, Mary was locked away by her cousin and rival, Queen Elizabeth I of England. In 1856, a group of Catholics planned to rescue Mary. They planned to place her on the English throne after completing their plot to kill Queen Elizabeth. The plot was communicated through secret coded letters. However, the greatest mistake of Queen Mary's camp was that they thought that their cipher system was secure. They thought that it cannot be deciphered by Queen Elizabeth's codebreakers. Alas, the English codebreakers were able to decode the communications and the plot was discovered. Queen Elizabeth then decided to execute Queen Mary. This incident is a testament that the proficiency in cryptology is essential in successfully trampling a regime. By the 1700s, each European country owned a black chamber. This black chamber was used for deciphering cryptic messages and codes. They employed the best and the brightest mathematicians across Europe. The discovery of the telegraph made it possible to send a message quickly from city to city and country to country. In fact, a lot of historians would agree that the telegraph made the United States a very powerful country. The discovery of the telegraph also raised the necessity of cryptology. In 1844, Samuel Morse invented the Morse code, a series of electrical dots and dashes to communicate over the telephone. The code was public, so it's quite easy to intercept and decipher codes. Then, the radio was invented by a great Italian physicist named Guglielmo Marconi. The radio was used as a new method of communication during this time. However, the radio is not secure and it is easily intercepted. As a result, military men decided to encrypt the messages by sending it in Morse code. The greatest and most important code-breaking event in the entire history of cryptology happened on January 17, 1917. The British military intercepted a telegram from Berlin containing the highest diplomatic code in Germany, 0075. This is a mind-numbing code system that contains thousands of code groupings. The secret message was from Arthur Zimmermann, the foreign minister of Germany at that time. The recipient of the message is the German ambassador in Washington, who is also the ambassador to Mexico. The message is supposed to be deciphered in Washington and then sent to Venustiano Carranza, the Mexican president at that time. The message was encrypted on the American undersea telegraph cable. Then it was transmitted from Berlin to Washington. The British intelligence group intercepted the message in Washington and they immediately suspect that it is important. The British had already broken the old German code, but this one contains the new 0075 code. So the British intelligence officers were not able to decipher the message, but the staff of the ambassador made a grave mistake. After they deciphered the message, they re-encrypted it using the old German codebook and sent it to the office of the Mexican president through the telegraph. The British cryptanalysts have already broken the old German code, so they sat down and began to decipher the codes and the message in chunks. They figured out the patterns using paper and pencil. The process was painstaking, but it was worth it. Within days, the British cryptanalysts hacked and deciphered the message. They discovered the true meaning of Zimmermann's secret message. The message outlined the